You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Today, big brains in the back seat. If you're new to our show or the station, that's where we take the mind bender, which is normally geared to people who are either at least 18 or at least 21, depending on the prize. And we take special days and we make it open only to young people between the ages of 7 and 17. And that's the case today. You got to be between the ages of 7 and 17 to call in. And because of that, we're giving away an Xbox One huge prize. And the mind bender today is about Christmas presents. One out of six people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be a blank. The all-time greatest Christmas present. And I'm able to say this since we're giving away a pretty darn good Christmas present as the prize today. All right, Emily, you're first.
I've always wondered if it happens in real life because you see the commercials Christmas morning. You go outside on your front driveway, mm-hmm. and it's a brand new car with a big bow. Red bow on yes. it. Where do you get a bow that big?
It comes with it. It's a brand new car. They have them at the dealership.
I told you my dad did that for my mom a million years ago, before the TV commercials. Mm-hmm. He did it with a... You'd have to look up the car. It's known as a Metropolitan. They haven't made them in a long time, and it's a tiny little car. It's almost like a mini today, I guess. Yeah, that's it. But he had it parked in the middle of the front yard with a big bow on it.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty sweet.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah, they were known as being some of the most adorable cars in history. And my mom drove one for
you
a while.
You use like a regular bow. It's that small.
It's the tiny little thing.
Oh my God. How come they don't make these anymore?
I know. I think they should bring them back.
I gotta tell you,
my mom was pretty darn cute driving
it. I bet. Man.
All right, so you're saying a car. Jeremy, what do you say?
That was my first thought, too, in that damn big bow. And those Mercedes commercials. Come on.
Right. It's never like a Taurus. It's always a Range Rover.
Lexus does it.
No,
yeah.
Still.
So what are you saying?
It's a block.
You're taking the block?
Yeah.
You realize that would give her another half
I'm
point?
Done.
Are you throwing in the towel?
I kind of am.
Oh, you're only down by 3 points.
That's all right. I kind of want her to win. Otherwise, she'll be a monster work with.
So, in other words, that's your approach for people now. You're not going to say you lost.
Yeah,
you're
going
to say,
I wanted her to win. I'm going to let her win. Otherwise, you know what it's going to be like.
All right. So, you can either take their answer or you can come up with your own and call 303. Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. 691-1MIX. 1649. Today, you have to be between the ages of 7 and 17. A couple of disclaimers. Thing that we are asking you parents who are with your kids or adult supervisors. Please have the radio turned all the way down.
And if you win, act really surprised. We'd appreciate that.
Nah.
Yeah.
The kids, they don't know what they're doing.
I need some good audio. To replay.
All right, so here you go. Your Mind Bender brought to you by Webolutions. First one up today is Carson. Hello, Carson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Where do you go to school?
Colorado Academy.
Colorado Academy. So what do you think? One out of six people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be a...
We're going to say puppy.
A puppy.
A little puppy.
A puppy.
That's horrible.
You know what, Carson? I'm sorry. That's not the right answer. It's a good try,
though.
Okay, buddy. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Leave him in that box a little too long. Oof. Could be the worst Christmas gift ever.
There's pee all over the place. Here's Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Chaparral High School.
Chaparral. What's the winning answer to the mind bender?
I think it is any form of technology.
Well, you got to remember the way the mind bender is worded. One out of six people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be a tech gift. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That is not it, but that's a good try.
Thank you.
Good effort. Have a good day at school, all right?
All right, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. I will. Next up is Izzy. Hi, Izzy.
Hi.
Where you go to school?
Buena Vista Online Academy.
Oh, you're going to one of the online schools. That's cool. I spoke at a graduation for online high school students a year or so ago.
Did you
Skype in? No, they actually got them all together in an auditorium. Oh. It was actually very cool. Izzy, what's the winning answer today?
Is it winning a new Xbox One?
Well played.
Are we getting one?
Well played.
So what you're saying, Izzy, is that I'm doing some sort of trick mind bender today and the prize is actually the answer. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
That's not right.
Oh.
But the more I think about it, how cool would it have been if I could have come up with a mind bender where the answer was an Xbox?
Video games or something, yeah.
That's a good try, Izzy. You have a good day at school, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Here's Evelyn. Good morning, Evelyn.
Hi.
Hi, where do you go to school?
I go to a girls' athletic leadership school.
What's it called again? Slow down. What is it?
Girls Athletic Leadership School.
Girls Athletic Leadership School? Is that what you said?
Oh, it's GALS.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
Girls GALS. Athletic Leadership School.
I think my friend used to teach there.
Well, Evelyn, what's the winning answer today?
I'm going to go with Emily's answer, a car.
Because she's having a good year, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and I'm kind of clever.
And Jeremy took the block. I'm not even going to worry about it. That is not right. I'm so sorry, Evelyn.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
Okay. Sorry. Listen, you have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Mind Bender brought to you in part by Brain Balance Achievement Centers. Well, that knocks the panel out today.
Done.
It's not a car. Let me give a clue. One out of six people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be a... Here's your first clue. This is not something that you can hold in your hand. This is not something you can hold in your hand. All right, here's Caitlin. Hi, Caitlin. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Before you give me your answer, let me do a public service announcement for Emily, because she's going down and reminds me. When you're calling in for the Mindbender, you got to be ready to talk. So don't talk to your parents. Actually, talk to Emily.
Oh, and I need to apologize to the two people that didn't talk that I had to hang up on. So I'm
can't
sorry.
Can't get them to talk.
I said, I'm sorry. I have to move on. I feel horrible.
Yeah. And you can't get mad at his parents, because sometimes if the kid just freezes, we can't have dead air. So we've got to be able to talk. Like Caitlin. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
Middle school.
Okay, good for you. So what do you think these people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be?
I think having their family together.
Oh,
it's a Christmas miracle.
A little Christmas gathering of family.
It's pretty good.
That is a really sweet answer. That's not right, but I'm gonna give you props, because that fits the clue, and it's kind of closer than anyone else, because Caitlin, the winning answer is not a thing. It's an experience. That's a clue. So you call back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good day at school. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. 303-691-1649. Did that clue help everybody?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Brady. Hello, Brady.
Going to Disneyland.
Oh, say hi.
Yeah, say hi. Mom's coaching you back there. Say hi. Where do you go to school, Brady?
University Park.
All right. So one out of six people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be a what?
A trip to Disneyland.
Well, how old are you?
Eight.
Jeremy, I'm going to try my best. You know how I sometimes work with callers?
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see me working with an eight-year-old on this.
I see where you're going with this.
Do you?
All right, yeah.
Here's why I'm going to work with you, Brady. Your answer, this is going to be hard.
It's too
specific. Your answer is too specific. In other words, it's not just necessarily a trip to Disneyland or Disney World. The all-time greatest present would simply be a what?
Vacation.
You just won the Xbox!
Dom, you know what just happened in this house.
Are you there?
Is there anybody on the phone with us?
What happened in the house?
Dom would give his little brother for this thing.
Hold on a second. Who is talking and who are you talking to?
This is his mother and he can't speak.
He can't speak because he's just a little...
He's excited?
He's just a little excited.
Oh.
You want to say thank you? Thank you.
Well, put him back on the phone for a second.
Okay, here you go.
Hey, Brady.
What?
What? What do you want?
When can I come down and pick that up?
Brady, do you have an Xbox?
Nope.
Well, now you have an Xbox One.
What do you say? Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what you say. You're welcome. Yep. Listen, put your mom back on the phone, okay?
Okay. Oh, boy.
Do you know that he wrote this on his Christmas list and circled it about 3,000 times?
Are we on a speakerphone with you, or?
Yes. Here you go.
Get right on the phone for me, there, ma'am.
Okay.
What is your name? What's your name?
My name is Marnie. So
Marnie. Bad.
Marnie.
Hi, Marnie.
Well, I hope Santa hadn't already got one of these for him.
No, we'll just deal with that when we have to, won't we?
Well, I'm glad he. We can't get people to talk on the phone to us today. I'm glad that he put it on his list. And we so appreciate you listening to The Mindbender when you're on your way to school.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. If you will hold on, we'll come back and have a few words with you, okay?
Will do.
That's wonderful. Thank you for listening. There you go.
There you have it.
The winning answer is 1 in 6 people say the all-time greatest Christmas present would be a vacation.
That does sound
so
nice.
It doesn't have to be something wrapped under the tree. Sometimes the greatest gift is an experience.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.